Welcome to Drunk as a Poet on Payday, Sidebar Edition. A Hill by Anthony Hecht. In Italy, where this sort of thing can occur, I had a vision once, though you understand it was nothing at all like Dante's, or the visions of saints, and perhaps not a vision at all. I was with some friends, picking my way through a warm, sunlit piazza in the early morning. A clear fretwork of shadows from huge umbrellas littered the pavement and made a sort of lucent shallows in which was moored a small navy of carts. Books, coins, old maps, cheap landscapes and ugly religious prints were all on sale. The colors and noise, like the flying hands, were gestures of exultation, so that even the bargaining rose to the ear like a voluble godliness. And then, when it happened, the noises suddenly stopped, and it got darker. Pushcarts and people dissolved, and even the great Farnese Palace itself was gone, for all its marble. In its place was a hill, mole-colored and bare. It was very cold, close to freezing, with a promise of snow. The trees were like old ironwork gathered for scrap outside a factory wall. There was no wind, and only the sound for a while was the little click of ice as it broke in the mud under my feet. I saw a piece of ribbon snagged on a hedge, but no other sign of life. And then I heard what seemed the crack of a rifle. A hunter, I guessed. At least I was not alone. But just after that came the soft and papery crash of a great branch somewhere unseen falling to earth. And that was all, except for the cold and silence that promised to last forever, like the hill. Then prices came through and fingers, and I was restored to the sunlight and my friends. But for more than a week I was scared by the plain bitterness of what I had seen. All this happened about 10 years ago, and it hasn't troubled me since, but at least, today, I remembered that hill. It lies just to the left of the road north of Poughkeepsie, and as a boy, I stood before it for hours in winter time. Anthony Hecht was one of the second half of the 20th century's great American poets, and perhaps only second or third to Richard Wilbur and James Merrill as the best poet of meter and rhyme in the era, though that horse race is a photo finish. I was lucky to meet Anthony Hecht once at a reading he gave when I was a grad student at Johns Hopkins in 2001. He seemed to a young me an imposing figure, so well put together, with a voice that sounded almost British. I probably barely spoke two words to him, but I'm glad I got that pleasure. Hecht was born in the 1920s, Jewish but to a secular family, and served in World War II along with the units that liberated the Flossenbürg concentration camp. Some of his most famous poems are about the war. More light, more light. It out Herods, Herod, pray you avoid it. And the Book of Jolek, about which poet and critic Alexander Long wrote in the once great literary magazine The Writer's Chronicle. It may be the most powerful poem written by an American that addresses the Holocaust, because it both addresses and enacts the taxations of memory via received poetic form, the Sistina. A Hill opens Hecht's second book, The Hard Hours, for which he would win the Pulitzer Prize in 1967. It is not, so it would seem, a poem about his experience in the war, but rather a different trauma, his lonely and troubled childhood. His younger brother, Roger, suffered from epilepsy, and Anthony was often left alone as his parents tended necessarily to his brother. What interests me so much about this poem is how humdrum Hecht makes the vision seem in the beginning. He tempers his telling us about his vision by saying, "This is what happens in Italy, where you had Dante traveling to the underworld," almost as if it could have happened to anyone. But that his wasn't anything like that. A vision, perhaps, but not an epic one. No rollicking adventure, maybe not even a vision. This was a separation, removing him once again from companions, moving from the riot and color of sound to the barren, dull landscape of the hill. and a sound, a gunshot, he thinks, that makes him feel less alone. Only to realize it was a falling tree branch. A broken family tree, perhaps. That may be a bit too far. And he ends it so plainly, realizing it was just some hill north of Poughkeepsie he used to visit. Nothing magical. And yet he would stand in front of it as a child for hours. There is no great reveal at the end of the poem, no great metaphor, just plain language describing a memory from his past. According to David Yezzi, in his excellent new biography of Hecht, Late Romance, W. H. Auden didn't like the non-specificity of this. Vagaries irritated Auden, writes Yezzi. To Auden, the boy standing there for hours, quote, would seem an irresponsible hyperbole, until one understands how an image can root itself in the psyche, reasserting itself, unbidden and ever-present, unquote. And I think that's what's so powerful about it. The poem lets its plain starkness live and resonate. It's not a vision. It's a memory so intense it takes over his reality, bringing him back to his childhood, where he is still standing in front of that hill, even decades on. Let's hear the poem one more time. A hill. In Italy, where this sort of thing can occur, I had a vision once, though you understand, it was nothing at all like Dante's, or the visions of saints, and perhaps not a vision at all. I was with some friends, picking my way through a warm, sunlit piazza in the early morning. A clear fretwork of shadows from huge umbrellas littered the pavement and made a sort of lucent shallows in which was moored a small navy of carts. Books, coins, old maps, cheap landscapes, and ugly religious prints were all on sale. The colors and noise, like the flying hands, were gestures of exultation, so that even the bargaining rose to the ear like a voluble godliness. And then, when it happened, the noises suddenly stopped, and it got darker. Pushcarts and people dissolved, and even the great Farnese Palace itself was gone, for all its marble. In its place was a hill, mole-colored and bare. It was very cold, close to freezing, with a promise of snow. The trees were like old ironwork gathered for scrap outside a factory wall. There was no wind, and the only sound for a while was the little click of ice as it broke in the mud under my feet. I saw a piece of ribbon snagged on a hedge, but no other sign of life. And then I heard what seemed the crack of a rifle. A hunter, I guessed. At least I was not alone. But just after that came the soft and papery crash of a great branch somewhere unseen falling to earth. And that was all, except for the cold and silence that promised to last forever, like the hill. Then prices came through, and fingers, and I was restored to the sunlight and my friends. But for more than a week, I was scared by the plain bitterness of what I had seen. All this happened about 10 years ago, and it hasn't troubled me since, but at least today, I remembered that hill. It lies just to the left of the road north of Poughkeepsie, and as a boy, I stood before it for hours in winter time. So that's Anthony Hecht's poem, A Hill. What did you think? Are you a fan of Hecht's, or is this the first time you're hearing his work? I'd love to know. Send me a line. And do check out the work of Alexander Long and David Yezzi, whom I mentioned in the show. You can find links to their websites in the show notes. This was Drunk as a Poet on Payday. Thanks for listening.